following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Good Tuesday evening to everybody, and a welcome to Wharf Casual Seafood for tonight's edition of Tribal Talk. Appreciate everyone being here. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie. Coming off of last week's matchup against Stanhope Elmore, the Indians fell short. We'll be able to recap that a little bit. And then there's a lot of action coming up this week for Wetumpka Athletics. Mitch Petrie can tell you what's coming up.
Yeah, on Thursday, the Indians will play the last game of the regular season in a senior night matchup against Demopolis. And in that same day, cross country will race in the 6A Section 2 championships out in Auburn.
Hoping Coach Holbert and that group can get their fourth section title in school history this Thursday in Auburn. Appreciate everyone being here. A fair warning, Coach Bear Woods has unfortunately fallen ill. He is a little bit sick here tonight. Wishing him the best, hoping he can make it back. We have a great set of guests coming up, though, and when we return, Kyle Futrell, the principal of Wetumpka High School, will join us later on in the show. We'll preview men's basketball with Coach Stephen Thomas, and then we'll have plenty of different players from this Indians football team as we get ready for senior night this Thursday here on Tribal Talk.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie now joined by the principal of Wetumpka High School, Kyle Futrell. And when Coach Bear told us he wasn't going to be able to make it, you were my first call to get you on here. So appreciate you taking the time to come join us.
Yeah, Gavin, appreciate you having me, man.
It's been a busy couple of weeks for you. I know you had homecoming last week. So kind of give us a rundown first of what last week looked like, because it seemed like it was a really well-ran show on game day. But I know there's a lot that goes into it throughout the week before that.
Oh, yeah, man. We had a great homecoming week, I thought. Really, the bulk of our activities were on Thursday. Our SGA sponsor, Miss Harden, really plans out everything and did a great job. We tried something new this year with doing an evening parade on Thursday evening that ended at the stadium with a big citywide pep rally, right? Yeah. Just invited the whole community to come to the pep rally, and I thought everything went really, really well. The you know, parade morphed a little bit as we went, trying to figure out something that would work. But, yeah, really pleased with how it turned out. Thought that the community came out really, really strong for the pep rally. Everybody had a good time. And then we had a senior cookout after that. We're up there, you know, till 8 or 9 o'clock Thursday night with the senior class. Had a good time with them. And then, of course, yeah, the big game on Friday.
Hopefully y'all have been able to clean up some of that toilet paper out at the high school.
Man, yeah, that's part of the deal. After we do the roll on Thursday evening, we all go out and clean it up. The whole senior class goes out and cleans it up on Friday, and so you can't obviously get it all. The rain helped knock a little bit of it down.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, now you're going into senior night this Thursday. So obviously another really busy week for you trying to plan all that out. So kind of give everyone a little bit of an idea of what to expect on Thursday night. I know it's not just football that's being honored as seniors.
That's right, yeah. Man, it's just a huge honor to get to recognize our senior class before the game. Yeah, so we'll have all of our fall sports groups as well as some other groups that just help them participate. JROTC, for example, some of those groups that we'll have recognized on the field before the game. And just thank those seniors and their families for all their service to their programs and all they've done contributed to our school.
You spend a lot of time with all of these student athletes. Obviously, when they're not on the football field, they're in the classroom, right? So I'm curious what your relationship has been with these players and what you have seen from them on a day-to-day basis, you know, beyond practice.
Yeah, man, I'm glad you asked about that senior class. We just heard last week at our principal's meeting, Mr. Dennis and our director, Art McGowan, got Brody Croyle to come speak to the principals as a part of just Principals Month, kind of a gift to us. And he spoke for a while about just leadership lessons from the huddle, he called it. Mm-hmm. And one of the points he really made was that leadership isn't about you, and it can never be about you, right, to be a good leader, and that a lot of times we pour into things we don't get to see the fruit of, right? And so as educators, we can relate to that a little bit. We pour a lot into student athletes and students and don't always get to see the fruit of it. But I think on the flip side of that, as a high school administrator, I think we do get to see a lot of the fruit, actually, that a lot of other people have poured in to those kids by the time they get to us and just see them grow. We really get to see them when they really develop and mature and figure out who they are and what they want to do. And we've definitely seen that with this senior class. They have been, I've told a couple of people lately, I cannot remember a senior class in my 10 years of being a principal that I've enjoyed more than this group. They are a lot of fun, just great kids. And, yeah, just really have contributed a lot to our school, brought a lot, and really, really be sad to see them go. We got a little more time with them, so we're going to enjoy that. But yeah, academically, they've contributed a lot. They had, the best ACT scores we've had in quite a while, last year as juniors. So really proud of them for that. And then, of course, we're off to a good start athletically also, and looking forward to a big year from that group to finish out strong.
Well, I'll say I'm glad you weren't here for my senior class. you obviously see them day to day, but you also see these coaches who, a lot of them, of course, are working as teachers as well.
Right.
So I'm curious what you see as the impact that these coaches / teachers have on all these students on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, when people ask me, like, about Coach Bear Woods, by the way, the main thing that I respond with is just I cannot imagine a better leader for the young men and women in our athletic programs than Coach Woods. And his staff is phenomenal. All our head coaches work really, really hard. Man, I don't think anybody really can understand what it's like to be a high school coach and a full-time classroom teacher without really doing it. I mean, it is tons of time. I mean, just teaching is, you know, more than a full-time job. I mean, our teachers that don't coach are, you know, staying up till 8 or 9 o'clock a lot of nights grading papers and doing lesson plans and that sort of thing. And you throw coaching for a few hours every evening on top of that with all the extra things and planning. Man, they work really, really hard. And like I said, above all else, like you mentioned, they really care about our student athletes, invest in making sure that they develop into great young men and women. And just couldn't be more proud of what our athletic programs are doing at Wetumpka High School related to that.
And obviously you work very closely with Coach Bear, but there's been a lot of additions to this athletic program since your arrival as the principal. And the first thing I think of is the weight room initiative that just wrapped up, I guess, a year ago now or so. And talk about what the process was like of getting that going and then what that impact has been for all the student athletes, not just football.
Yeah, man, I'll credit Coach Bear with all of that. Really, just he really just had that vision for upgrading those facilities, and man, we needed it. He had already kind of had that idea and started that ball rolling really by the time I got there. But he really worked to raise some funds, and not only our previous weight room was obviously almost getting to be a safety risk, honestly. It was getting so run down. But just having that new facility, that new equipment, stuff with that Wetumpka W on it, you know, and the black and gold everywhere, I think is really just giving our student athletes just something to be proud of, right? Just that whole transforming that image, right, in that space, I think has just gone a long way to just increasing our student athletes' pride in being in there, right? And it's just nice to have something nice to be proud of. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's been an awesome addition. Another addition this year was the flag football team with Coach Maxwell. What is that process like and trying to now integrate, you know, young girls into the game of football?
Yeah, so we've kicked that around for the last couple of years and kind of tried to get it going and just couldn't get there for one reason or another, couldn't get all the details worked out. But Coach Maxwell, Coach Bear brought him to me last spring, actually. It was just kind of perfect timing. He had retired from Georgia and was coming over actually looking to just find a job, just coaching, get a program started, something he knew a lot about. So we were really fortunate to land him, and we were kind of at the time where we were really ready to move forward with it and push that. And so yeah, I think it's great. I love high school athletics because of the complement it is to what we do in the classrooms, right, and just developing good young men and women. And so anything that we can, any additional opportunity we can have to engage our students, give our students something else to be a part of, is just a great opportunity, I think, to get more people involved, more engaged, find them something that they love or passionate about, to get engaged in. And it just supplements everything that we do and supports everything we do. So yeah, really excited to have another program for our young ladies to be a part of.
Absolutely. And you mentioned to me before we started the show that it's been different dress-up themes as this week has gone from homecoming and now going into senior night. I'm curious, you know, what's on tap, what you maybe, because I know you've gotten into it a little bit, what you might be trying to dress as the rest of the week here.
Man, yeah, it was dressed like a high school student today. And I will say, I feel like I nailed that one. I showed you a picture of that one.
Yeah, you had the full, you know, athletic attire, the flip-flops there, the slides. What kind of nails it.
Yeah, the slides really made it all come together. Yeah, tomorrow, so this is actually the theme for this week is from a group called Peer Helpers. They're a group of just student mentors, basically.
Yeah.
And so they're doing some things just for mental health is kind of the theme of this week. And so tomorrow is all about just displaying your emotions through your clothing. One of the suggestions is black clothing. I have a lot of that, you know, we're talking about high school, so right. That one will be pretty easy. Occupation day is Thursday, so I think that'll be a great day for me to dress like a high school principal. What I want to be when I grow up, right?
Yeah.
and then Friday's Halloween costume day. I don't know that I have a Halloween costume picked out, so I'm gonna have to do some thinking on that one.
Yeah, we'll have to get to work on that. Yeah. I know your family's here as well. Maybe y'all can kind of workshop that.
Yeah.
But Principal Futrell, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. It means a lot to us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. And I'm not Bear Woods, but no, appreciate you settling for me. Yeah.
No, we appreciate you filling in for him. It's always a great time to have you on here. And remember that senior night will be this Thursday at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. You can get your tickets on Huddle. You can find that link on Wetumpka Sports. CalCUNY.com. Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home. With affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region, CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. When we come back, we'll preview the boys' basketball season, which starts in November, as Coach Stephen Thomas joins us on Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Beverly Wright. What I love most about real estate in Central Alabama is helping families find the right place to call home. It's not just about houses, it's about community and the memories you'll make there. If you're ready to start your journey, I'd love to help. Call me, Beverly Wright, with REMAX Cornerstone Realty.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at REMAX Cornerstone and REMAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with REMAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with REMAX Cornerstone Realty.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. We're now joined by the head basketball coach for the boys basketball team, Coach Stephen Thomas, and you also help with the football team. Don't want to disregard that either. So we appreciate you taking the time here. We can kind of talk a little bit of both sports here tonight.
Yeah, sounds good.
Coach, you're going into this last matchup of football season for the regular season. Then you have Saraland for the playoff game the following week. Then you go right into basketball season, right? It's almost instant. So I'm curious, especially with the guys on your team, because I know you have a lot of football players as well. How do you kind of transition into that? How do you get ready for a season on such short notice with guys playing both sports?
Well, we have an opportunity, which we're lucky to have with how the schedule is set up for us. But with the bulk of our guys, I'm able to get them in second period athletics or an athletic period throughout the day. So if they're in football, I at least get them for 45 minutes, hour and a half, 4 days out the week. So we can at least get some type of basketball work in throughout the week leading up to the actual basketball season. So, you know, we're really not behind the eight ball or anything, but once we have them in that period, we at least get something in. So we're just not cold going into right into the basketball season after football's done.
A lot of those football guys, some are here. Andrew Voiles is here tonight. Others on the football team and basketball would be John Hudson Winger, Caleb Ballard. How does your time helping the football team kind of help to benefit the relationship with those guys as you get into basketball season?
Just getting to know them a little bit better. Just, you know, when it's basketball season, we're always, you know, that's our focus. So, you know, when we're talking, getting to know each other a little bit more, we kind of get it in, during the football season, just a little bit more, you know, a less stressful environment.
Yeah.
So basketball, you know, we always trying to get better, always trying to work hard, all that stuff. Football, off season, different things like that, we're just able to, it's like, hey, talk about things not related to basketball and just not have that on our minds. So we get to know each other a little bit better, build relationships, and that just goes a little bit farther down the road when we start playing. Like, we just know each other better and know each other, just what we're thinking, and just be able to just take the basketball side out of it and just be able to grow and know each other.
Yep. I mentioned a few of the guys on this roster, but kind of give us a rundown of what this team looks like. I know you've got some guys returning and then a few new additions as well.
Yeah, from last year, we get a very good core group back. Chris Robinson, Andrew Voiles, John Hudson that we talked about, Tom Suddeth, who was big for us as a sophomore last year. Same thing with Miller Lombardi. Jeremiah Smiley, he hit a game winner for us against Percy Julian to win the area championship.
Yeah.
Ben Tucker, he's coming back with us too. Just a good core group of guys that played for us and had big moments for us throughout the season. And you pair that with young guys, Caleb Ballard, he's going to be a huge part for us. Jordan Hill being a sophomore, like, he's going to have a role for us too. Just having these guys, you blend the group together where you have guys that have been there, they got the experience, and then you got young guys too that can learn from that experience. And it's a good group to have when you have just all those pieces together that have been there, done that, and you can also teach it to the younger guys like a Jordan Hill.
Yeah,
Coach, you know, taking a little bit more of a deeper look at this roster, when you have those older guys and you have those younger guys, how much does that help the team chemistry, having like a good mix of both and not being too heavy one way or the other?
Oh, it's really a blessing, because if we look, you know, just in different games, especially last year and over the summer, and even practice, like I've been there 4 years, Andrew Voiles been with me 4 years, John Hudson, same thing. Just all those guys been with us for 4 years. Like, if I call out something in practice, like, I don't have to sit there and you know, police it. They got older guys right there that are going to run it for me. So we don't have to worry about that part of it. We can just go in. We can practice. We can go in an hour and a half and get so much in just because we know exactly what we want to do. We have a mindset of what we're going to do, and we just go out and we do it.
You've had a few years of experience now as the head basketball coach for the Indians. What have you kind of learned as the head coach over the years? Because it seems like each season this team has gotten better and better with you at the helm.
It's just, you know, like I said a second ago, just experience. You know, new coach coming in that first year, and just putting the idea together, just like we can compete at a high level. And that takes time to build. I mean, we still had successful years to begin with, my first couple years. But once you start to really sell the vision and you got guys that really buy in, you kind of see the rewards from that. Like last year, we went 21-6, made it to the regional game against a tough matchup with McGill. Like just that opportunity to take those guys there, that's just the accumulation of just building up those years.
And that was your first super regional appearance in 5 years. First, you had your first super regional win. I believe that was Russell County that you faced off against, and that was first time in at least a decade, to my knowledge. So, a lot of core memories here, and I've got a couple as well. I remember the buzzer beater against Stanhope Elmore my senior year. I know you had Percy Julian this past year as well. So I'm curious what your favorite memory as the head coach has been so far.
Man, Dylan Strickland said this to me the other day, and we talked about it a while back. My 4 years at Wetumpka has been probably the craziest finishes.
Yeah.
Like I've never really witnessed like at least double digit either buzzer beaters or like 1 point wins, 2 point, you know, just very close games that go literally down to the wire. Like that first year you mentioned the buzzer beater with that Stanhope game. Mm-hmm. Like you had DeMarcus Pete get a steal half court, he goes down, he in the corner, he just turn around, fade away, just throws it up, boom. And just games like that, that one was very memorable. One, because that's a big win against Stanhope my first year. But
first two, region win of your career as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then really, you know, my dad was in the stands right there too. And so that was the first game they actually got to see me coach as a head coach. And me being a teacher, me being a coach right there, that's he's one that I really wanted to do that, just be a teacher, be a coach, because of his 30 years of service just to the students, to the profession, to just giving back to the kids as a coach and teacher. And that right there, just him being in the stands right there, that was big. So that's probably one of the most memorable memories for me with that, just from him being in the stands.
I remember that one, and yeah, I had Dustin Lee call the game with me, and I remember everybody stormed the court, and before we could close out the broadcast, he said, go ahead and wrap it up, let's get out there. Everybody was on the floor that night. That was a fun one, and a lot of fun memories that I imagine are yet to come. I want to look at this schedule here this year. You're supposed to start against Pike Road. Now, we're hoping that, you know, this football season lasts a little longer, and maybe we have to push basketball back just a little bit, but at the moment, Pike Road will open the season. What are you excited for this entirety of the schedule? I know there's a lot of tournaments you're going to as well.
We have this schedule is definitely going to be tough. Just from we're playing real good teams that are going to compete, good teams that's going to give us the best shot every single night. Like we're going up to Pelham for a Thanksgiving tournament. We have Pelham first. With last year, the first round of their tournament. We had an opportunity to win it at the buzzer, but we ended up going to overtime, losing by two. So that right there was, like, we got that in the back of our mind, just being able to go up there, show out, compete with this group. Then we got invited to a Spain Park Christmas Classic, where we're going to end up playing some really good competition there. And then we got Park Crossing. We're going to Park Crossing later on in the year. Prattville, they're revamped. They have some juice with them too. So we just got real good teams and real good schedule that we're going to play. And I told the guys from the jump that we put this schedule together because we know what this team can be. We're not going to play anybody that's going to be an easy win. There's no such thing as that in today's game. But we got to show after what we put together last year, like we got to improve on it. So we put the schedule together to really challenge us this year going forward. And that's not even to mention our area games too. Percy Julian, Stanhope, those are always going to be tough games just from what's at stake each and every time we go out.
Yeah, Coach, I mean, you look at the collegiate level and guys like Nate Oates do that a lot, you know, scheduling tough opponents, so then by the time you get into that region or conference play, you're ready to go. But I want to look at the tournament side of things, and what is playing in those tournaments, especially in the early season, what does that kind of allow your team to do and grow from it?
It really gives us a good look just from teams you normally don't see. Like, everybody plays a different style. Birmingham schools play a different way. Southern schools play a different way. Even Northern up in Huntsville and all those areas, they play a different way. So seeing different styles of play that you don't normally see around this area, it kind of opens your eyes just a little bit, because you never know who you're going to see down the road. So being able to go out there and just see those things, like, it gives us a good idea of what we can see later on.
I want to acknowledge and give a shout-out. Walter Lacey is here, the JV coach for this team, and he played my senior year, and I remember watching him, and he was exciting on the court. But now as the JV coach, I'm wondering what his role has been with this team, and then what you've seen from the JV guys, because, you know, eventually these kids are expecting to be on the varsity team, so obviously trying to develop these players is important.
Having Coach Lacey, Coach Walt with us, that's just been a big help from last year coming over and helping with us. That's just one thing with the group I don't have to worry about, because I can give them to Coach. We'll go to practice, we'll take his guys, we'll go through some things, and they're getting coached up. Like, they're not just off to the side doing their own thing. They're being coached up, going through what we have as a program, what we want to do as a program, and you just put our staff together. Like, this is just from a totality of the number of coaches we have this year. Like, if you look at the team picture, like, we can put out a roster. We can go out and we can play a few games. We might have to do that. But you have our group of guys with these coaches, and we can really develop the guys we have now, just because we can give a few guys over here to one coach, a few over here to another, and know that we're actually getting something done, just in terms of just practice time, game time, all that stuff. So having Coach Lacey there really helping with that, that's also just from a forefront of what we want to do.
Coach, really appreciate you taking the time to join us here tonight. Excited for November 13th, maybe a little later on basketball season. First home game, Prattville Christian Academy, November 14th as well. Looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. Excited. Can't wait.
Yep. Looking forward to that one. Looking forward to the matchup this Friday for Wetumpka and Demopolis. This Thursday, that is. Pardon. Again, you can get tickets for that matchup as well as Wetumpka basketball on WetumpkaSports.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with a handful of the seniors of this Indians team as we get ready for senior night this Thursday. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
This is
Ben. When you're.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with Remax Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at Remax Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
The Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Got a good group of guys with me now. Mitch had to step off so we could make room for three different guys on various sides of the ball on the offensive and defensive line. Javian Green, along with Ken Miles and Trey Hutcherson, joining me here tonight. Appreciate you guys all joining me. And three seniors at that, and I want to lead off with that. It is senior night this Thursday, so I kind of want to go down the line and just have y'all tell me about your experience with this team, with Coach Bear, as you wrap up what will be your final season here with the Indians.
My first year was Coach Bear's first year.
Yeah.
So we came in together. So on the third day when he was coaching us, he said, "Everybody get on Ramon. If you're not on Ramon, I'm going to introduce you to a king snake." We came back the next day. "Are you on Ramon?" "Yes, sir." "Are you on Ramon?" "Yes, sir." "Are you on Ramon?" "No, sir." Went outside. We bear crawled forwards, sideways, sideways, and backwards. It hurt.
Did you have to do that, or were you on Ramon the first day?
I was also not on Ramon that day. But, yeah, it's been better. We all progressed together.
Yeah, awesome.
Very great. Very great.
Awesome. Trey, your experience. I apologize. Ken, your experience.
My experience with Coach Bear was my 10th grade year. I came in from Park Crossing. Off day one, he told me that he was going to get me better and he was going to get me stronger. He wasn't going to take it easy on me. And just from 10th grade all the way to 12th grade, now he just pushed me always at practice. He always takes hard on me. He doesn't give me no easy way out. Coach Bear is a great dude, man.
Yeah.
Great guy.
And what was that transition like when you first get there and you first meet Coach Bear? I know that he's an energetic guy, right, and trying to get you motivated pretty much every time you're around him.
When I first got there, I was kind of nervous then. I met JV. I already knew JV because I went to elementary school with him. So I just reunited with him. Like, it just clicked from there. Just started having fun, running gasses with him, conditioning, everything.
Yeah. Trey?
Yeah, I got here I was here my freshman year. He was a wild coach for sure. Definitely different than our middle school coaches, super energetic, like you said. But, I mean, I love getting coached by him. Great guy. I'm sure they can agree, makes you a better person just overall in general, along with being a better football player.
Yep, and Javian, you play on both sides of the ball, both offensive and defensive line. I'm curious, what that experience is like for you trying to kind of balance both sides of the ball and how one side, you know, kind of translates to the other side for you.
So really just 1 week was he put in a package where me and Ken was to block for offense. Mm-hmm. So we went the first play I pancaked somebody. So he was like, okay. Next day they made me a whole package where I just come in on offense. Left side, go to the other side, I go right there. Then they just finally just put me at left tackle. Now I'm just starting. And I was like, ooh, this is new. Then I just started putting everybody on the ground. So I felt like it was easy. I was fast. I'm fast like a D lineman, so I can keep up with a D lineman. So I thought it was pretty cool to get both, like, visions of how it is. And it helped me keep my endurance up, my stamina.
I do want to look back at last week a little bit, and you had a fumble recovery and got to take off a little bit. Now, you got tracked down at the end, so we're going to have to pick up the speed a little bit. But talk me through that play a little bit and what you were seeing there.
Okay, we're on the ball snap. I'm going. Go somewhere else. Oh, he's getting killed. Oh, the ball's on the ground. I go and pick up the ball. I almost fall again. I pick up the ball. I'm running. I'm gone. I see him at the corner of my eye. I'm gone. Then I don't see him no more. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm for the score. I'm slowing down a little bit so I can just die because I'm tired. This thing I know, my ankle. He gave a roll with me. It was over after that.
That's awesome.
Did you mention he was an old lineman, JV?
Oh. Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, look, he was already in stride before I picked up the ball, so... And then the person that was supposed to be the heat-seeking missile for me gave him a boost towards me. So, So it was still over with after that.
Fair enough. And then, well, Ken was the guy who forced that fumble as well. And Ken, I want to go through that same play from your perspective here and getting to see JV in here get tracked down a little bit.
So my perspective from the play was, okay, off the snap, I got off the ball. We ran a blitz. Logan missed a sack, and I ran into him, and I dived at his legs. Uh-huh. And I tried to grab the ball as well when I was grabbing his legs, but he just dropped it. Mm-hmm. So I stood up after trying to go get the ball, but JV grabs the ball. So I started running with JV because I thought JV was going to score too. I'm throwing my hand up, pointing to the end zone.
Oh, no, you weren't the blocker he's talking about, were you?
No. Okay, no, all right. No, I thought JV was, I didn't touch him. I thought JV was going to beat him off his speed because uh-huh. he's a D lineman.
Right.
So I see 51 just going. He's just going. JV gets to the 10. 51's behind him. I think JV's going to dive in and score. Next thing you know, 51 jump, gator old JV. Then JV start hopping off one leg. Then he flops at the end. If you go watch the play, he flops at the end of the play. On the field, then he gets up and start hopping off on one leg, seeing his ankle.
Y'all ain't gotta go back and look that up for real.
Nah, no. It's all on the Wetumpka Sports Network, YouTube, Facebook. If y'all wanna go look, feel free. My goodness. Trey, you're just on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And I wanna go through your time here because you've had a couple different quarterbacks while you've been on the offensive line, but Charlie Skipper coming in now. And what is the relationship like with you and the rest of the O-line with that sophomore quarterback?
Well, Charlie, my quarterback relationship hasn't been as well as it is with Charlie. And then along with the O-line, Tyler Harris, me and him real close. Yep. We play literally right beside each other.
Right.
I can play guard. He can play guard. He can play center. And then... the chemistry the whole O-line has together, and then, you know, JV's on there too whenever he feels like it. And, I mean, we just go out there, we pancake somebody. And now I will say snapping it to Charlie's a little different than snapping it to any other quarterback because we have a different tempo, different cadence. It's on him rather than on me. So that I have got a couple penalties this year because of that snap infraction.
Is that not how it was with Tyler or Nate?
No, it was on the center with them, so
yeah.
It was whenever I felt like it. Now it's whenever Charlie feels he's ready.
Which way do you prefer?
Definitely on me.
Gotcha. I'm curious because it seems like you guys are pretty close based on what has been the funniest section that we've had so far. So appreciate y'all keeping the comedy up here tonight. But I'm curious what y'all kind of do as a group to kind of have continued team bonding. I know there's a lot of team activities that the coaches put on, but I'm sure y'all do more outside of that.
So when we work out together. So it's me and Ken. You know, we go about position groups. So I'm with the D-line. Ed trades with the O-line. So every time I wander off, you know, try to, you know, see if Ken won't catch me. So I get a kept my little bro. So Ken get done. Where's JB? He get up on the bench. He's screaming my name. He come through the cut. See me in the cut. Come on. Come on. So Ken making me do my reels. Ken make me do my sets, really.
Yeah.
So I just got to get on it now. So really now I just compete with Ken, being trying to beat his sellies, beat his reels. Now it's been like that since he came here.
Sounds like you guys just continue to push each other to be more successful, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'm curious, you mentioned the weight room, Coach Singleton helping y'all with that and also helping with the line for y'all. What is y'all's relationship like with Coach Singleton, and you know, how has he kind of helped to improve things? And Ken, you can tell me about that.
Coach Singleton, he helped improve things with the workouts that he's given us. I really feel like the workouts that he's given us over the summer, it's really helped us build our muscles, and I feel like we're the fastest that we have been since Coach Singleton got there. And on the field, I just feel like I got way stronger than I've been since my 10th and 11th grade year. So I just feel like Coach Singleton, he really did his thing, what he told us he was going to do, and he showed up, and he answered the call that we needed. And at practice, I love seeing Coach Singleton rage. Like, when the D-line whoops the O-line tail, Coach Singleton is the funniest when it comes to getting mad.
Trey, your thoughts on Coach?
Well, he's not only, like, the strength and conditioning coach. He's my coach, too, like
right.
O-line. So we'll be, like, in our individual period, hitting sled. And, I mean, he's a great coach. And then on the strength and conditioning side, I definitely feel like I'm in the best shape I've been since I've been here. Feel more explosive, just more athletic overall. And then from a O-line standpoint, he gets all the details right for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know he's had a great impact on y'all, and so has Coach Bear. Really excited about this Thursday night's matchup, obviously getting to honor the three of you. Really appreciate the three of y'all joining me. Going to be exciting Thursday night. We're going to have a couple more guests joining us here before we wrap things up and get ready for senior night this Thursday. At Precision Floor Care, they're your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk.
Come on, Braves.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Well, Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. At Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka, there's something for everyone. Shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. We appreciate Wharf Casual Seafood for feeding the Wetumpka Sports Network. Always fun to be here. We're here tonight and every Tuesday night through football season at 6:30 on the Wetumpka Sports Network. Our final two guests, two more seniors for this team, Jack Pinkert, Andrew Voiles. Guys, appreciate y'all taking the time.
Yeah, of course. Yes, sir.
And an exciting matchup coming up against Demopolis, trying to finish out this regular season. You've already got your playoff game set in stone with Saraland, but it feels like it's really important to go in this Thursday and get a win to be able to carry that momentum into the postseason.
It definitely is. When we went to Demopolis last year, we came into that game like we knew we had to get that game, so we came into the playoff week with some momentum. Like, if we came off the loss, we wouldn't have no momentum. Like, we would have felt down, kind of. And when we won that first game, we came to that playoff game with some momentum. And that momentum helped us in that McAdory game because we had a really good chance and we were close to winning that game. And if we didn't have that momentum, we wouldn't have the outcome could have been anything, in my opinion.
And Jack, we asked some of the guys a moment ago, but I'm curious for both of y'all on what your experience has been, what it means to be a senior on this team, and you know, with a couple more chances here to leave your mark on Wetumpka Indians history.
Yeah, it means so much to me. I've said it before last time I was on the show. I've been with this program for nearly 8 years. I've been the ball boy here. I've been on the team here. I've done a lot with this program, and right now it's just about finishing out the right way by getting a win on senior night, be able to fine-tune the details, getting in that momentum for playoffs in Saraland.
Andrew?
Yeah, I feel like being a senior on this team, you have a burden on your chest because, like, you don't want to go out with that loss. And when you've been through, I've been on varsity since my freshman year, and I've been in them locker rooms where the seniors, they lose their last game, and that locker room, it's like, it's scary because, like, you know that's going to have to come at some point, and everybody's crying in the locker room. I don't want to be like that. I want to make it to as far as I possibly can where I know I tried my hardest and don't have that regret in my head at all.
Yeah, guys, we've asked a lot of the guys who have come on the show, players this season, what their favorite memory is, and I can't think of a better two guys to ask to, knowing y'all's history with this program.
Go first.
Well, my favorite memory, honestly, is just hanging out with the football team overall, like the lock-ins. When we go to our lock-ins, we all have a good time, good team chemistry. We learn so much about each other because we all get on the game, play video games, play Madden, and we find the competitive in ourselves and try not to lose those games. And whoever loses, we have something for them after, whatever it can be, maybe playing basketball. It's just a good experience to have with your team, those lock-ins we have.
And Andrew, you mentioned basketball, and we've talked about your time playing basketball before, but with Coach Thomas in the building here tonight, got to speak with him earlier in the show. I'm curious what your relationship with him is like, and specifically talking about, you know, your relationship with him during football season, because he mentioned how important it is to be able to connect with you guys outside of just basketball.
Yeah, me and Coach Thomas, we have a love-hate relationship, kind of. Every time I make a mistake, he's always on me. And I understand why he's always on me, because he's trying to push me to be a better person. And on that football field, he's the same way. He always comes up to me. He said, good job, Andrew, all those little things. And him being on that football field, it helps with us on the basketball court as well, because we just get better team chemistry. We learn a little about each other, have little conversations we're not allowed to have in the basketball season, because it's more serious at that time.
Last question for you guys, and with you both on opposite sides of the football here, I want both of y'all's perspective. But, Jack, on your end defensively, as you go into this game, what's most important for this defense to be successful Thursday night?
It's probably the same thing that's been all throughout the season, is just do your job, execute, and pursuit to the ball. It's the same thing to win every game, and it's just following the process and being able to just, if you do this, do that. It's a formula, and it's the same thing with anything you do in life. You just got to execute, do it the right way and do the finer details, and you'll most likely end up successful.
And Andrew, same thing for you, but on the offense.
On the offensive side, I feel like the key terms to like winning the game is being, Coach Dawkins calls it low, fast, and nasty for every player on the team. We all have to be explosive off the line, and we have to protect the football. That's number one, because if we don't protect the football, the ball is going to be turned over, and the game's most likely going to be a loss. So, yeah.
I think I'm going to put low, fast, and nasty right there with win the moment at this point with how much I've heard it, and I love it this year. Guys, appreciate y'all taking a quick moment here, excited for Thursday night. Come on to Collier. Head over to Collier Ford on US 231 or visit CollierFordInc.com today and drive home your new Ford for less. We'll be right back to close things out on Tribal Talk.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
Back for the final time here at Wharf Casual Seafood. Thanks to everybody who joined us here tonight, both to listen and here at the restaurant. We appreciate it. We'll be back here again next Tuesday night as we get ready for the first round of the playoffs against Saraland. That will be November 7th on the Wetumpka Sports Network. That game is on the road. We'll be on the air as well this upcoming Thursday, against Demopolis. That game at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. Unfortunately, I will not be there. Some of us, unfortunately, run cross country still in college, so that means Mitch Petrie will have the call. Josh Harrison will fill in on color as well. Xander and I will be back for the Wetumpka and Saraland game the following Friday. Excited for that one on the road. Cross country will take on the Section 2 Championships out in Auburn. That is Thursday morning. You can check the results on Milesplit. We'll have a recap posted on WetumpkaSports.com shortly after the meet as well. Best of luck to Coach Holbert and her team. Mitch, big matchup coming up this Thursday night against Demopolis as the Indians look to close out the season.
Yeah, it'll be a great time, not only with the senior night festivities, but last game of the regular season. And I'd expect to see some students maybe dressed up in Halloween costumes, being that it is Halloween weekend. So should be a fun one and great to close out the season at home after a long season of travel.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Back-to-back home games for this Indians team, hoping to finish it out with a win for this regular season finale. Want to wish the best to Coach Bear Woods, obviously under the weather here tonight. We apologize for not being able to get him on here this evening, but he will be here next Tuesday night for the matchup against Sarah Lynn when we try and preview that. You can tune in this Thursday night, 6:30 p.m., the pregame show brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, and then kickoff of Wetumpka and Demopolis. Then we'll be back here at Wharf Casual Seafood next Tuesday. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Central Alabama Community College, and the City of Wetumpka. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.